AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozell. The Boy Scouts of America has ended its blanket ban on gay adult leaders. This is National President Robert Gates in remarks provided by the Boy Scouts.
As I said during our national annual meeting in May, due to the social, political, and legal changes taking place in our country and in our movement, I did not believe the adult leadership policy could be sustained.
The new policy does allow church-sponsored scout units to maintain the exclusion for religious reasons. A missing California girl's been found, but the news isn't good. Police say a body believed to be missing 8-year-old Madison Middleton has been found at a complex in Santa Cruz. Police Chief Kevin Vogel telling reporters,
"This is extraordinarily heartbreaking news that I'm about to give to you. Our detectives discovered the body of a young female inside of a dumpster."
Police have detained a 15-year-old neighbor in the case. The girl vanished on Sunday. Rescuers continue to search for two young Floridians missing in the Atlantic. The Coast Guard scoured an area the size of West Virginia with no sign of the 14-year-old boaters. NFL Hall of Famer Joe Namath is a neighbor of the missing teens and has joined people searching the beach for any clues.
"We just keep on looking until we get an answer."
The USOC in Boston cut ties on Monday, meaning an end to Boston's bid for the 2024 Olympics. Now the focus is on Los Angeles. As AP correspondent Eddie Pels reports, the U.S. Olympic Committee still wants to try to host the 2024 Games.
They've got about 7 weeks to kind of do some vetting into Los Angeles, which seems like the best bet. They've hosted it before. Their mayor seems enthusiastic, which is in contrast to what we just saw in Boston.
Boston not enthusiastic over the bid. This is AP Radio News. Cal Fire's map of fire activities shows 9 blazes across the state. One broke out Monday afternoon north of Sacramento, forcing residents from their homes and destroying power lines. It was believed set and an arrest was made. Elsewhere, campgrounds were evacuated. Residents put on alert as a wildfire threatened hundreds of structures in Sierra National Forest.
They're doing a really good job out there. We have air and ground resources doing a fantastic job. And for right now, we're just waiting to see how that firefight is gone.
Cal Fire spokeswoman Lynette Round. The U.S. is banning imports of some fresh cilantro from Puebla, Mexico, as we hear from the AP's Mike Gracia.
The FDA says objectionable conditions were found at 8 places. It says there was feces and toilet paper in fields. Some farms had no running water or toilet facilities.
Cilantro from that area was linked to 2013 and 14 outbreaks of stomach illnesses in the United States. Sandy Kozell, AP Radio News.